The terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo-woo-woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Who'd have thunk, that we would have been snowed in a major-ass blizzard. We basically had a major party going down at my house, and they said that there was going to be snow, but we had no idea that there'd be, like, 2 feet of snow. So we were completely stuck at the house for, like, a day and a half, which ended up being, like, 3 days.
With none of the four-wheelers working whatsoever.
Yeah, none of the four-wheelers worked. And then my friend Blaine, he asked, he's like, dude, I really need to borrow a car real bad on Saturday. I'm like, all right, dude, that's fine. Just take the Hummer. I'll take the Mercedes if I need to go anywhere. That Mercedes sucks in the snow so bad, and the Lambos are, like, undrivable in the snow. Yeah, so, like, I needed to have the Hummer back, and, you know, he picks up Louie. And Louie's trying to get to the house so bad because we're having a serious photo shoot, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. But Blaine wanted to come. I mean, Louie wanted to come to the house so bad. And Blaine's making all these fucking pit stops, like stopping at his sister's house, stopping at his mom's house, then stopping at the bar real quick, and then dropping something off for a buddy. Say hi to grandma. So finally they get there. And the whole point of Blaine coming to the house was to give me the Hummer so I could drive it in the snow.
Who is Blaine?
He's this dude that I've known since I was, like, 9. But, anyway, he came over to drop it off, and then he gets all wasted at the house, and then he takes the Hummer again that night, so we wake up needing smoke so bad that that he took it again. And then me and Mohawk over here were, like, contemplating walking to A+, which is, like, 5 miles in the pouring snow.
Smoking a Bruce Willis cigarette.
Yeah, then we're like, fuck it. We find one cigarette that has 2 puffs left, and we're like, dude, let's just do it. And then after that happened, and we waited till 4 o'clock for smokes, I reach in my pocket, and there's a brand new pack.
Oh, what a miracle. It's a winter miracle.
It wasn't a miracle.
Did he take good care of the Hummer, though? You lend your car to a bunch of people, but...
He definitely filled the tank back up.
Yeah. This guy, it's on dead empty, and this guy pulls into a gas station and puts $8 in it.
In a Hummer.
It cost $100 to fill it up. Like,
you go through $8 turning the key.
$8 can't even get you into town from my house. It won't even get you to a gas station. $8.
Well, you know, the thought that counts.
He wasn't doing too much thinking, that guy.
Dude, we were doing donuts the night before. We got outside in the morning. We're like, where?
Blaine was on the roof. I was doing donuts in the snow. Blaine was on the roof hanging on for dear life. And I wound up fishtailing it in the woods. And branches and shit are hitting him, like whacking him in his face.
We're looking all over the damn yard. Like, did we park it behind the garage? What the fuck did we do with
it? Dude, what happened these past few days? Natalie, what happened yesterday, last night? I wound up in fucking jail.
Oh, right.
Jail.
Oh, yeah, jail. Forgot about that part.
Do you know what that bitch said? What was her problem?
You left your house. This is not at your house.
This is now at Kildare's.
Okay. Dude, so the road's clear. You guys went on out. You got cabin fever.
We had cabin fever. We wound up at Kildare's, and, you know,
she walked up to me and was just like, where the fuck's Bam? I'm like, hey, who are you? She goes, fuck you, where's Bam? I was like, well, man, that's fucking rude. And I turned around. Next thing I know, I turned back around. Your mouth is bloody.
Why is there such a problem with people seeing us have a good time? Like they have, they seriously have something to say. Do. Look at these fucking dudes thinking they could show up all cool with fucking red mohawks and fucking, you know. plus.
You're in Westchester and everybody looks like a typical douchebag, and when you guys come in looking like
Abercrombie and fag shit.
Random douchebag.
Dude, yeah. We went, me, Natalie, Gia, Tammy Tam, and Mohawk all went, we decided to go to the fucking winner's circle. I don't know why.
I don't know any of those
people. That's sports related.
And it's everybody wearing like football jerseys watching the football game. We come in with like all black clothes on.
Trench coats.
Fucking just come in and like the whole place just stops to stare at us.
Well, in Westchester, everybody dresses like Fitz. They all have like, I think everybody. It's from he wears like what, like striped shirts, collared pop shit, like
borderline Jersey Shore clothes. from that show Jersey Shore.
We watched 2 hours of a marathon.
No, don't tell anybody that.
It happened, dude.
Wait, so back it up. You got punched in the face.
Yeah, and I think is why, because I didn't even talk to this girl. I don't know why she did it, but I think that a few months beforehand, I must have gotten an argument with her brother or something. But she was like, she came out and just punched me so hard in the face. I've never got punched so hard, even by a dude.
Wow.
Like, whatever she did, she connected with my lip so bad because she split it open.
Yeah, it is a fat
Well, and it's also
lip.
Cold outside, too.
So then a police car is driving by, and I just jump in the middle of the road, and I wave him down. I'm like, this bitch just punched me for no fucking reason. So then we're shouting back and forth, trying to reason. I'm like, officer, why don't we just go up like face to face and have a normal conversation rather than shouting from 40 feet away? You know, and he like wouldn't let me do it. So finally, we went up, and Mohawk just kept calling her a fucking cunt bitch whore.
I had to call her a cunt like 17, 18 times, dude.
Apparently, she punched two other people that night too.
She was on a fucking rampage.
So I don't know what happened, but somehow I get handcuffed and get taken to jail.
That's what I turned around to. Yeah, I turned around. There's nothing happening. And then within 5 minutes, I turn around. Bam's covered in blood and handcuffs. And there's some crazy skinny bitch screaming her head off. I'm like, all right, well.
And you were being cooperative as hell. You were just
because I watch investigative reports and I know and I know what the police like to deal with. So I was just easy going. I was like, fine. Like, the more you try to be like, no, fuck that. Like, the more that they will rough you up and make sure that you're in there for longer. So I cooperated and I was out within 2 to 3 hours. That bitch had to stay till 11 in the morning. Ha ha ha.
Sunday nights.
That was brother. Sunday night.
Yeah. That was last night.
Wow.
Yeah.
So was that enjoyable for you? I mean, getting punched by a girl, did that turn you on at all? I don't know.
Kinda. Yeah. I mean, it still hurts.
It's nice. It's a nice wake up call. Though. Nice.
I had a blast. I've been having way too much fun,
dude. We had an epic snow day, though.
Yeah, we got major photos. Yeah. Like.
Dude, I usually...
How do you explain it? Like, dude, it's like it Dungeons and Dragons photos.
World of Warcraft kids will be jacking off to these photos. I'll do a shoot. I'll do a 5-hour shoot, get maybe like 4 or 5 pictures. They're like, hell yeah, these are awesome.
We have Natalie in a cape and Tammy Tam's in a cape, and they're both completely, well, pretty much... Well, Tam's was nude, but you... So, and we're all have swords on and fucking... It's insane. I'll put them up on the internet. Yeah.
Swords and battle axes and fur and knights in the snow.
Dude, that last book took me such a long time. I'm almost done already. It's been 10 days.
Oh, you're writing your book again?
Yeah.
He's hot on the books now. There you go.
You're writing in very little pages over there. Those are small pages.
Yeah, but there'll be a lot of good photos, too.
You're going to do a big, massive, giant book, second follow-up to it?
200 pages.
When's the second book start? Like 2007?
I don't know. I'm still in the middle of it.
When did your first book end?
Well, that was from 2000. No. It was from 97 till 2009.
Ah. So you have almost a full
book. This one's going to be like a full one year documented, like detailed.
Nice. It's a year.
1 year. It's going to be called War Stories.
War Stories.
Because in rehab, that's what they call it, War Stories. When you talk about like drunk fun situations, whether it's getting your ass kicked or having a threesome or something fun, it's called War Stories, and you can't talk about it in rehab because people get tempted to go back out and drink. Then when I got out of jail, I get picked up and Ella Bandita's on full blast, and then Natalie and I just started completely wrestling in the back, like just Snowhawk's driving. He's swerving all over the place.
Dude, the fucking dome lights on. I turn around. These two are wrestling. There's like feet hitting. I looked in the Hummer today. There's like skid marks on the roof of the Hummer from everybody's boots. It's like fucking Ultimate Warrior in the backseat.
It was a kind of warrior themed weekend, actually, all around. You know, just keeping up the pace.
10 minutes of just full blown like Mickey Rourke wrestling mission. Speaking of Mickey Rourke, aren't you seeing him tomorrow?
Well, yeah, I think we might end up going up there with our good buddy Doug Crosby.
Nice. Yeah, we're learning stunts, Bam.
In New Rourke?
Stunts.
We're in the
New Rourke?
We're in the stunt business now.
New Rourke City?
You're simple.
I know. You tell me every week.
Yeah, you do. I've listened in on this show. I like this show a lot.
Did you talk to Lou Goyle today?
I did.
We stopped at Lou Goyle in Goyle's Town.
You didn't invite him.
Uh-oh. No, I did invite him, but we're already in Goylestown.
Ah.
Because we stopped at Lou Goyle so I could goil up some macaroni and cheese and get some gas
Doesn't
as well.
He live with his parents?
Yeah, he does.
They don't mind that you come over and eat their macaroni and cheese?
I've never been in his house.
Where did you make macaroni and cheese?
At Lou Goyle, the gas station.
Ah.
Lou Goyle.
Ah.
Sure.
So confusing. How was that Moxie show at the Notes?
Oh, wow.
That seemed like a month ago.
God, that was just 3 days.
3 days ago.
It feels fucking forever ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was festive.
That was a blast.
Why was I the only one who dressed up for the holidays?
You were fucking creepy.
Well, hey.
You were... Jingle bell, like... I didn't know what to do with you. Like, I was like, I felt weird. Like, you had on... Explain what he looked like.
Dude, A number one.
You had on... We'll go top to bottom. You had on a Santa hat with elf ears attached to it.
And elf shoes.
Rosy red cheeks and eyeliner.
All right, still.
The most disgusting, hideous green Christmas turtleneck.
That was from Walmart.
A bell around your neck, a vest, and jingle balls.
And you were jumping around like a maniac for 2 hours straight. You probably burned off 2,000 calories.
You know, I felt comfortable in the pit, the mosh pit, because everyone around was friends. So no matter how out of control I got, I felt good knowing that I wasn't going to get elbowed or anything. But it was good. You know, it was really festive. The Moxie played really well. Greta switched it up a bit, played some different things. And it was a good show. I think they a lot of the fans were happy to see them. So I just came to see a show. I just was in the spirit of the holidays. Whatever.
Did you dress up so you'd feel comfortable in the mosh pit?
Yes, that was it. Because I feel like the Moxie's a great band, but I feel like it's really hard to dance to it seriously. So what my thing is if I dress like I'm not serious and
you
dance
just look like
silly.
A total ass, then
yeah.
It's fine.
But, you know, cool. You fit into the mood of the music, so. But, yeah, what do you do to Moxie songs? You can't really, you know, fist pump or do any of that stuff.
Fist pump.
I think you can fist pump.
Well, you know, far be it.
You could also jack off at full speed while crying.
That's the best way to do it.
To those romantic songs.
Yeah. Or according to Oldie, while you're taking a crap is the best.
Oh man,
dude, he has minging ass gay thoughts, dude. He has gay tendencies. He jacks off and shits at the same time
and tries to time it so he.
That's wrong.
Right, when a turd
is
comes
that
out
the
of his
save
ass.
Time or
no? Because he wants to come while there's a turd coming out of his ass.
He wants to try to do it on a roller coaster as his next.
The
his
smell
next
of
cold.
Shit is just the last thing I want
right.
to smell.
Exactly, yeah. It's minging.
Yeah, it is
the whole situation. But he's open about it.
Does he still cut your hair?
I haven't got a haircut in a long time.
No. Make sure he washes his hands.
I know.
Ryan Oldie just dyed your hair black, Picasso. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Dude, you used to look like Bruno with your frosty fucking hair. Now you look like Keanu Reeves' stunt double.
Leave it to me to put my trust in a hairstylist, though. He told me to leave the hair dye in for 30 minutes longer than it says on the package, and then lo and behold, it comes out, blue-black. I mean, it was dark brown, the dye, but it's definitely, you know, comic book black, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's for a good part. I'm doing a stand-in work for a Keanu Reeves movie, so it's pretty exciting. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's been pretty awesome.
So they weren't having Brune Jovi?
Well, they weren't. They were really turned off by the blonde in the hair, but what I really think is that the assistant director just didn't feel like seeing me with that hair color anymore. So he said, dude, just get the hell out of here with
that.
What
are you doing, stunt work?
Well, I was doing a stunt scene, which was involving some punching and stuff, but... they ended up not using any of it because Keanu is the Matrix. He's Neo, so why would he need me to be in there?
Have you met Keanu?
I have. I've met him a few times. Well, every time I see him on the set, I see him, but
He don't talk too much.
He's a quiet guy.
James Caan's really cool.
Did he say Bio Condios?
I try to keep away from any.
I think he's a terrible actor.
Well, it's funny because he gets real into it, and like he'll come off of a you know, there'll be a cut, and he'll be like, God, that sounded fucking terrible. You know, and he'll get really, you know, down on himself about it. But it sounds the same way as it just sounded, you know, one take earlier. So
we were just watching Point Break this morning, and dude, like, just the way he says stuff is so cheesy.
I caught my first tube today, sir.
Yeah, it's like, I can't watch, even if it was the greatest high-budget movie, like, if he's in it, I can't watch it. I can't take it seriously.
It's funny that
River's
like,
Edge was good. River's Edge, yeah.
It's funny that he's having the challenge with this movie, because he's basically playing himself in the movie. It's
like, what's it called?
It's called Henry's Crime.
Yeah.
And what's it about?
It's actually kind of exactly the Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, yeah.
Bank robbery movie.
Yeah.
Are you in it?
No, I've just been there on set with them a bunch. There's really not too many chicks. We did a prison scene for whenever he was doing the actual stunt doubling day, and I was there just helping out, and I was almost the only chick in the entire area.
We went to a real prison.
Yeah, we were in an actual, working prison, and we were in the prison yard, and one of the dudes just turns to me and goes, you know, every single prisoner is looking out their windows right now, and I look up, there's like, you know, a thousand cells just all surrounding us.
Yeah, enough room to put their finger out of just to, you know, point at you.
Are you Jacasa's new babe?
They're all jacking one out.
He's my bestie, man. We work together all the time. I brought him into the stunt field, so.
It's been good. Yeah. It's been good.
Are you a stunt chick?
I'm a stunt hoe.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, I don't really like the term stunt woman. I feel like it sounds like an old lady, so I'd go back.
Who's that popular chick that Quentin uses?
Oh, like Zobel?
Zobel,
yeah, she's a shit.
Yeah, badass.
I've actually just recently started a bit
more. Grindhouse movie, right?
Yeah, she's hot. I would totally love to be like her in like career-wise, she's cool.
So, Natalie, when you came down planning on hanging out for a night, did you ever think that you'd be snowed in and kidnapped and stuck for 4.5 days?
Not in my wildest fantasies did I imagine that. I came over, you guys are all out, and Costa drops me off at your place. I'm like at your gym working out. I'm like, all right, this will be a chill night. And then all of a sudden,
it's the only place I need to take you.
Yeah.
To the gym.
Yeah, so I'm just working out, and all of a sudden, there's 2 feet of snow on the ground. So, you know. We decided to just take all our clothes off and get the swords out, take some pictures.
I feel like that top room is now like your official room. I walked in there, her luggage is all out and folded, her laptop's there, or there's like a picture sitting there. I'm like, this is now Natalie's room.
Well, it's like a little nursery off the side of your room. Well, take care of me.
In the house, not above the gym.
Yeah, can I just live in the gym?
Yeah, cool? In the attic.
I'm stoked that people have been using that gym.
Ah, it's great, man. Yeah,
I haven't used that Bowflex yet.
Yeah, who gave you that Bowflex?
Well, Vito bought it and he used it once. So he's like, fuck it, you can have it.
Yo, with a Bowflex.
You got a Bowflex in there, you got a punching bag.
I love how, like, you know, people like that, like, you know, I'm going to get a fucking Bowflex. Yeah, man, I'm totally going to use it and work out and get all in shape. Like then they use it once, and then they never use it again. It's like Phil. Like, Phil bought a, he bought this, like, sit-up machine or something like that. He did, once he got it, he did, like, 3 sit-ups. Yeah. Never used it ever again.
It does the sit-ups for you.
Yeah. I think people just see those commercials and they see how easy it looks to just transform your torso into a fucking statue, and then they're like, "Yeah, I'll take 3." You know?
What about that body
like four
by
easy payments?
What about that Body by Jake thing that hooks under the door? It's like $14.95.
Yeah, I mean, it's just rubber bands. You know, that's all it is. But they show it's funny in the commercial. They always mount it to some cool room with like no furniture in it and just this marble wall, you know, frame, and then it looks like you're working out of some, you know, Terminator-esque machine, you know. But then all it is, when you get it home, it just fucking straps onto your closet door.
It's all about packaging, Jacasta. We need to get into this business, I think.
Well, I like the stunts now. I'm hoping to, you know, fall down some steps.
Remember we were watching that commercial? It was like some kind of push-up exercise, like, infomercial, and it had a thing at the bottom that it said... It showed, like, callers, and it was, like, 6, 10, 50, 100, and, like they're showing that people are calling, so you better hurry up and get one now. Then the same commercial comes on an hour later with the same exact thing. Like, it's total bullshit. Like, it's a lie. Like,
oh, it's totally a lie.
And then one of them was, like, they said that, yeah, it's $60 for this whole set, and you get a second one. You know what? Fuck it. It's 30. It'll be $30 now, and we'll add a third one. You know, like, it's like, why did you even waste our time on this 30-second commercial telling us that it was 60 and now it's 30. Why don't you just start off the commercial as it's 30?
They want you to know you're getting a bargain. This is a bona fide deal right there.
Gluttonous Americans. Oh, more and more. What else can we get for free?
Speaking of glutton, Mohawk just
Dude, I did it one time. Months ago.
Dude, that thing...
That thing put me into a fucking coma.
It's grilled cheeses with... A full-blown hamburger in the middle of it. So it's four pieces of bread.
Monte Cristo?
No, it's at the note.
At the note. Any burger you could turn into a glutton, and instead of on a bun, it's between two grilled cheeses.
It's like 1,300 calories.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wanted to die.
I could hear you getting fatter when you're
eating. I could feel my heart stopping.
Oh, health. We're really going to get in health. We're getting in shape, everybody. This is our New Year's resolution, guys.
Oh, coming from the trainer who just ordered a fucking Whopper with fries.
Yeah, seriously.
Whoa.
Your secret's out.
You know, you have to actually taste the poison in order to know how to deal with it, I think.
You're basically, that food's so processed, you're basically eating the shit. Like, already formed into it. Really, your body doesn't have to do any work at all.
I just put a weight on top of the burger before I ate it, though, just to just give it all out, you know, just get it out on the table there.
Then we caught him eating four gingerbread men.
Oh, man. Who isn't enjoying holiday sweets, though? I mean, come on. Did you eat any cookies today?
Yesterday.
Come on. You?
Natalie made a fuck ton of cookies.
I did, but, you know, the boys were all, extra hungry that night from, you know, partaking in
ravenous wildebeest
extracurricular activities.
Yeah, I made some cookies last night all by myself.
Chad's eating cookies.
Some sugar cookies. I don't know how many cookies are you allowed to eat before it's like not cool. Like
you just
two,
not cool.
Two,
dude. Yeah.
Who can eat two though? You got?
I couldn't, man.
I honestly don't like, you know, like cookies and cake and all that shit. Like, I honestly, like, the first bite that I have, I can't even enjoy it because I feel like you're putting a loaded gun in your mouth.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm never eating cake again.
That's sugary greatness, though.
350-pound naked woman covered in cake.
Dude, my dad's logic, honestly, still to this day, is that, like, if you hold a potato in your hand and then you hold a light piece of cake, the cake is, like, less calories and you'll weigh less because the cake is lighter than the potato.
Right, of course.
And he still thinks that way.
Nice.
Well, maybe, makes him happy.
Yeah.
Well, the potato is heavier, so obviously you're going to weigh more if you eat this heavy potato. I'm like, yeah, but... That cake is going to stay in your belly for way longer, and you're eventually going to get the kind of gut that you have, Phil.
He should weigh his shit. He should weigh his shit on the way out. He'll be able to tell what. Do some subtraction, a little math. You'll be able to figure it out, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, how much shit did you produce versus how much you consumed?
Well, suppose you drink a whole gallon of water. That's pretty damn heavy.
Right.
But you'll piss it out that day. So
it's just science. It's hard to tell.
It's science.
Science.
Never been proven.
Science!
Snowden? Chad, did you get snowed in too, or what was your deal?
No, I got a four-wheel drive. I'm doing fine.
You just made it out to the town, or?
Yeah, I went over to John and Peter's, like normal.
What's going on over there?
Same shit. nothing changes there, that's for sure.
Who did we go and check
out? I love John and Peter's.
We were there a couple weekends ago, right? We're checking out Chuck. What was he?
Chuck Trees, yeah.
That was a good show.
Yeah. Fun.
Yeah, Chuck Trees, McGrad, that's who played.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, John and Peter's is good pretty much every night. I don't go there on, like, Tuesdays or Wednesdays.
What do you save those days for?
I just think about not going to John and Peter's all night.
Just getting a breather. They have low ceilings there. That's my only...
You're allowed to smoke, man. It's like, it's the fucking reason I go. I mean, they got good food, but you can smoke all day and all night there, and nobody gives a shit, so... It's the only place you can do that anymore around here.
Bam, what are you smoking these days? You're trying to quit, I know, but what are you smoking there?
Well... the only place we could go to was a cigar shop, which only carries like nice cigarettes. So I just have these Dunhills. I don't know, they're all right. They take forever though.
That's what I was smoking in Russia. I think they're British.
In Russia?
Russia.
Yeah, they are British. Yeah.
You should smoke a celery stick. I hear that works pretty good.
A celery stick?
Yeah, that's right. Burns calories.
Banana peels.
It's actually negative calories.
Oh, negative calories.
What does that mean?
I don't know. People say that.
It takes more energy to actually chew it up to eat it than it is that it gives you anything.
What a fucking hassle.
Yeah.
I don't want to be burning calories.
Food takes work.
It's too way too much work.
You burn more calories eating celery than what the celery is. Well, shit. Let's eat a shitload of celery.
Yeah, that's all, you know, that's my gift for Christmas. If anyone's listening out there.
Hey, if you don't have any Coke, just celery.
You're simple.
That was an E joke. It wasn't so easy.
Celery.
Celery. Get it? Are you slow, easy motherfucker?
Simple.
I think it's time for Towers of London.
Good.
What is it? Kill a pop scene? Kill the pop scene.
Kill the pop scene.
Kill the pop scene. Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. Fuck yes.
Dude.
Fuck yeah, Radio Bam Series 20 Faction. I'm here with Chad I. Ginsburg, a.k.a. Sig.
Ew.
Natalie, of all Natalies, Red Mohawk Jeff, and Jacasio.
Hiya.
Now,
stunt
Natalie.
Stunt man, stunt girl, and a photog.
Where are you from, Natalie?
And a rock star.
I'm from Pittsburgh, originally.
Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
And what made you move to Philly?
Well, I work in New York, but I hate New York kind of a lot. So Philly's a way cooler city, and it kind of reminds me of home.
Didn't you live in New York for a while?
Yeah, I lived in Brooklyn, and it was...
You couldn't take it anymore?
It was terrible. I mean, you have to pay so much money to have, like, a little tiny square box in that place. It's not worth it.
So what do? Take the train to New York all the time?
Well, no, I have a suite...
Because that shit's expensive.
Yeah, I mean, when I have to work over... Like, when I'm doing, like, a movie where there's, like, multiple days in a row where I have to be there, there's, like, kind of a stunt crash pad where I have keys... Again, good. Our good friend, we call Uncle Doug.
Uncle Doug helps us.
Yeah, he's a sound coordinator out in the city. He's amazing. And yeah, so that's where I stay most of the time. Or, you know, just some poor person who I pounce upon and make them...
You know, it's a lot of time just hanging around waiting to get to the next place, like if you're in a subway or then, you know, so you don't really have to be anywhere. If you can find warm places, I think this is the homeless logic. I almost said homo logic. Maybe that as well. But no, it's the homeless logic is to stay close to the warm places, which there's not many of them, especially in the wee hours of the night, like, you know, 4 or 5 in the morning, so.
Homo logic.
So,
I don't know. It's kind of dumb to be a homeless guy in New York, I think. It's literally one of the coldest things I've ever felt, you know, walking around, like, Manhattan. There's, like, buildings, guys, these giant wind tunnels. Why in the fuck would you want to live there if you were a bum? Like, I guess that's why they're bums, because they're really stupid or they're fucked up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if I was homeless, I'd probably try to go to, like, Hawaii or, you know...
Well, when you're on meth, I don't think that anything matters.
That's true.
Dude, you can sleep outside naked in a blizzard, and if you're on meth and you're a bum and you do what you do, then, like, it doesn't matter.
Just save up enough train money to get to the next city so you can finally make it west or at least somewhere warm.
Yeah, so you just hop trains. I'd get my stick and a kerchief, and I'd get my belongings, and I'd get on a train.
This bum shows up with this stolen ass, minging ass leather jacket, and he would not leave me alone about buying it. And he's like, just give me $15. I'm like, I don't want the jacket. I like the jacket that I have on, man. I don't want that minging ass, stinky ass thing.
Dude, this leather jacket is like 80s paisley inlay with the elastic bottom and shoulder pads.
There's like ketchup stains on the back.
And he's trying to sell it to you?
So finally, I'm like, fuck, man. All right, fine. So I just throw a 20 at him. I'm like, give me the dumb jacket.
Dude, he's out there last night trying to sell shot glasses that you make out of ice. I'm like, dude, you realize it's the middle of fucking winter. Who wants a frozen ice shot glass? Fucking snow everywhere.
Sell what you can. Production's out there filming heroin addicts. He went out and bought a little flip cam. The dude's got fucking no money. He just got evicted. Went to court. He's sitting there waiting for the sheriff to come take him out of his house. But then he ends up going to Best Buy, buys a flip cam to go film heroin addicts. Outside some place, he wants to make a movie called Heroin Hunters.
Heroin Hunters?
Yeah, where he just films and fucks with heroin junkies because he says they don't fucking know or care about anything, so he can just totally annoy the shit out of them. I haven't seen anything being filmed, but he's going to be a heroin.
Where's my flip cam?
Which one? You got one at your house.
Yeah, where?
It's sitting in the radio room.
All right.
Possibly.
Unless it's stolen.
Who knows what goes on in there, yeah.
No, what's there last time?
Tornado went through there the other night.
Well, we've had a few creepos over the house lately.
Jeepers, creepers.
Speaking of creepos, Louis brings over his buddy. We all spent the same day together, so we're all on the same page, and we're all drinking the same amount of drinks. And then all of a sudden, this dude, like, he's fine. And then I look over, and he's just a total fucking shit show mess, like... The most drunk I've ever seen anyone, ever.
Oh,
like, he couldn't even see. He's wiggling his head. He has no idea what's going on or where he is. And, like, he's just standing there like this. And I'm like, dude, I just have to see this. Just stand up and try to walk in this straight line. And follow the rug, but don't touch the rug. He couldn't even do one step.
Mohawk, didn't you record him trying to put his jacket on for 20 minutes?
I've got plenty of iPhone video recording that kid.
He was trying
so
hard.
He literally trying to put his jacket on for 20 minutes. Couldn't find one armhole for 20 fucking minutes.
He spent 20 minutes trying to put his fucking jacket on.
He didn't say a word for 2 hours. He just stood by the island in the kitchen, hobbling back and forth, and Natalie stand next to him. He turns, put his arm on the chair, and just goes, "Hey."
That's pretty much something he had said for, you know, a good solid couple hours.
Easily.
It was awesome. It felt special.
But then
out of nowhere,
total fucking drunken shit show, like like completely, like you could tell that he had no idea what was going on or where he was or what was happening, like total major blackout. And then he goes away. I don't know where he went, but like 10 minutes later he comes back and he's completely normal. Like, hey, what's up guys, what's going on? It's like, what? What happened?
Remember he was
probably
Well, he was sitting up like asleep at the dining room table, and we're like, oh, let's try to take care of this guy. We're trying to take him over to the couch, and he's completely convinced that we're going to, like, do some terrible stunt to him or something. Well, it was awesome because he was completely incoherent, and then whenever we started picking up and he got convinced that we were going to do something to him, he just started acting like a wild animal. He's completely, like, pulled himself out of whatever happened, and then he started drinking beer again because obviously he needed some.
Guy was pretty wasted.
Yeah.
That's the story.
All right, I think it's time for Lacrimis Profunda.
Is that how you say it? I thought it was profound.
Lacrimis Profunda.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's Austrian.
What does lacrimis mean?
I don't know. It's like it's Austrian.
Coating, sealant for your walls.
Well, in Austrian, it could be something completely different.
Slacker.
But this song is called Saraloo, and here we go. This is Radio Bam. Series 28 Faction snowed in.
We'll be right back.
look like I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I got a boner.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Banner.
Turn it up.
Faction.
And we're back. That was Lacrimis Profunde from Austria. This is Radio Bam, Series 28 Facts, and Chad I. Ginsburg here. Yep. The Natalie of all Natalies, Jacasio, and Red Mohawk Jeff. Now, damn. Jeff, you just opened up a store, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
And what's it called?
Red Mohawk. Dude, I'm standing outside. Some dumbass Wilmington kid walks up and looks at me, looks at the sign, looks at me, looks at the sign again, and he's like, hey, man, like, is this your shop?
No,
dude, I just thought it was a good fucking place to stand.
No, it's Keanu Reeves' stunt double shop. Of course it's my shop. I have a red mohawk, and it's called a red mohawk, you fucking idiot.
What kind of shop?
It's a photo studio and art gallery. Ah. It's right now, I got some of G in Vegas' stuff in there.
Hasn't G shit been selling?
G's shit is selling like goddamn hotcakes, dude. I had to have him print up more.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, he's doing awesome.
And you're thinking about doing a show of art.
I'm thinking January might have to be the...
I don't think you have to do much more.
Dude, it's going to be the Blizzard of Bam show.
We're going to have a snow day photo gallery.
You have a full-blown January gallery of a one-day shoot.
That's
wow.
It's fucking incredible.
Dude, the shots we got are so fucking great. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
They're epic. And somehow I...
Who knew drinking beer in a blizzard could turn out that awesome?
I wish we would have played Nightwish during it. Or Within Temptation.
Pillage music.
We have a Nightwish song here. If you want.
I want to know how I ended up with, instead of like a Which sexy one? Warrior name, I ended up with D&D Natalie as my...
No, I just D&D Natalie the second Esquire.
Oh, you guys all had characters?
Well, no, that's her in my phone now. She went from Natalie Video to D&D Natalie the second Esquire.
Wow. Yeah, I saw some photos. There's some swords in there.
Swords and battle axes and fur and capes and a cello.
It is cooler than Natalie Video, that's for sure.
Isn't it funny that that's what we wanted to do and it was all already there?
Yeah.
We had to do no work at all.
We didn't have to get any props or costumes.
They're just
there. In your house.
They're just all hung up. And then there's this like dude with all these muscles there, and I'm like, Mohawk, watch this. I'm not even gonna have to carry these things out because I'm gonna give a compliment to this guy. I'm like, dude, man, you have some serious fucking awesome muscles. I bet you can't get those knights from upstairs and bring them outside. He's like, I'll fucking do it. I'm like, damn, you did that quick. Is that thing heavy? No, I got it. Well, why don't you get another one then? He totally did all the hard work, and I just got the sick.
Hey, muscle man, can you go get those?
I really missed out, didn't I?
Oh, you missed out. Sorry.
You were replaced as muscle man.
I just heard.
So. You could have been there, dude. You could have brought him down.
I was practicing my standing.
they could have fought. Oh, for real. Oh, that would have been great.
Well, there's going to be another snow day coming up soon. Maybe we can do it again.
It's supposed to snow on Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, you missed out. We had a pizza party the next day, too. Mm. Yeah.
Didn't miss
fucking
out on
Louie
that.
The whole time.
Dude. Eating the pizza.
Did Goyle get these photos at all?
I want to throw that tennis ball at him so bad.
Dude, he woke up the one morning and was just fucking yelling through the whole goddamn house. I went up and beat him with a skateboard.
Are you sure? That could have been the gay ghost.
Could have been the gay ghost.
Bam's castle.
Yeah, I go up to my room in the morning. I just sleep in the guest bed because I woke up. I walked in the room, and it's just Louie and his buddy Tony Baloney just in my bed. Both of them. Like, you two homos, man. Like, fuck. And I didn't want to wake him up and kick him out, so I just took the guest bed.
Wow.
Then you got those... As a Christmas present, you got all them chocolate things
chocolate
with booze
in
it. And I didn't feel like eating the chocolate, so I just put it in my pocket and forgot about it. So it melted in my pocket when I was sleeping. So it looks like on the bed there's just a massive shit stain that Boof had to deal with cleaning. But I told her, I was like, Boof, did you see that big shit stain on the bed? She's like, yeah, it was fucking disgusting. I'm like, it wasn't shit, it was chocolate. It was in my pocket. I slept in the guest bed last night. She's like, yeah, dude, I was so good. It was so disgusting.
Somebody shit the bed.
Boof cleaned up a lot of stuff, but that
Boof
was probably a little over the
was
top.
Was that the worst? That's not the worst she's seen.
No, worse than your carpet.
My carpet.
What's the carpet situation?
I'm pretty careless about it, so, and I have all those pornos that Gina Lynn gave me, so if I ever watch one, I'll just let it all land on the rug, and then Boof has to go clean it. And she totally knows what it is.
Just this little spot on the carpet there.
It's pretty fucking minging, but I just don't have the energy to go get a towel or whatever.
I don't have the energy. I'm completely exhausted.
Rugrats.
Oh, but I love Boo. She's good.
So, I think that we need to give a tribute song to Nightwish for the epic photo shoot we got during this blizzard. Do you have Amaranth?
I have a song here called, I don't know what it is, it's just labeled Nightwish.
Well, if it's in there, then it's good.
You picked it.
All right, well, let's hear it.
All right, here it is, Nightwish.
Nightwish, Radio Bam.
Faction.
Faction.
Ryan Dunn, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam.
I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck-up.
Oh, yeah, that was Nightwish.
Oh, yeah.
Tribute to Nightwish because of the blizzard that we're in, stuck in.
Epic battle music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chad Eigensburg, Jacasio, Red Mohawk, and D&D Natalie, the second Esquire.
Mm-hmm. Stunt woman.
I discovered that the funnest thing in the world ever is to go to the train station where it's completely crowded, where everybody's standing there looking to see what track their train is on. So everybody's like totally just facing one direction. And in New York, me and the Lawrence of Arguelles, we got literally 1,000 pennies so I could have them in my pocket. And I had a whole bunch of 20s and like a cell phone and all this shit. And it's just like, Louis, man, where the fuck is our track? Where's track 7? I just turn and all this change and money just goes flying everywhere. And then we're just picking it all up and my glasses are on my head so they fall off and I put that back up, put them back on my head, like total fucking shit show in the whole place. We have it on film on a little dumb cell phone, but it's funny as hell.
And it doesn't cost that much and it's great enjoyment.
Well, you try to pick up as much as you can, but I mean, all in all, they're just pennies.
It's not a big deal. Exactly.
What's 1,000 pennies? $10? That's fucking worthless.
Yeah, that's that's
a lot of pennies.
Pennies are worthless.
What bank do you go to get them? That's a lot of pennies to get, man. That's the effort part. 20 getting the pennies.
You really don't need to use pennies. You can kind of do it with ever. Like, you did it yesterday, and I believe you did it again today. Just whatever's in your pockets works, really.
We did it up and down Gay Street. We drove back by an hour later, and there's people bending over in the middle of the road to pick up pennies.
You'd be amazed how much people enjoy it. Shit, I enjoy it so much that, like, if I was bored and I had, like, 15 minutes to kill and I was alone, I'd probably go do that by myself because I entertain myself doing it. And by the time I'm done picking it all up, the 15 minutes will be done and I'll be on my way.
Yeah. I like trains, too.
I just did it in Wawa. How much money fell?
I don't know. Probably more money than that poor cashier's ever seen in her life.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about.
I've been doing it all day. I'd be like, Natalie, I'm going to go drop, like, at least $200, and I'm going to act like I don't know because I'm going to go to the bathroom, so make sure you pick it up and no one else does. So I'll just walk up. It'll be all hanging out, and it'll just go spilling everywhere, and I won't even turn around to look, and I'll just keep walking, and everybody just goes, dude, that dude just dropped, like, fucking, like, 2020s. What the fuck? And then she goes and picks it up.
It was great last night because it was actually just trailing out on the back of his, like, pants as he was walking along, so it's a nice little line of it. All the chicks around him were just completely staring. I had no idea what to make of it.
Darren Miller throws out his change in the trash.
In the trash?
Yeah. He says it's fucking worthless. I don't know, man. It's worth 25 cents. I don't fucking know, man. Yeah, he just throws it the fuck out.
Quarters and dimes are cool, but, you know, nickels and pennies are pretty
much worth it. I'm on the cusp with the dime.
Quarters are really all you need.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a sack of Jawia.
I'm kind of happy we don't have the currency like in other countries where it's a lot of coins. Cause
dude,
I can do it.
Fucking Europe, them pounds are so heavy. Like, if you have 10 of them, like, you seriously weigh, like, 3 more pounds heavier. It's so annoying. And they're like, it's worth $2 or something, so, like, you can't just throw it away.
What the fuck is that?
That was my alarm. It's my workout alarm.
Well, it's time to work out then. Chicago, give me 30 push-ups.
He was doing push-ups during night.
I gotta do 30 right now, actually.
You have an alarm to do push-ups?
Yeah, that was actually a plyometrics alarm. That's telling me it's plyo day today, so...
What do you do?
I don't want to bore you with the details.
What do you do in the mall, like, to occupy your time?
Well, I work at a great clothing store run by Travis Knight and Gina Lynn called Skin.
Really?
Yeah, it's great. If you know, for your needs of clothing wear and attire. But I watch. I'm a people watcher, and I think that's my new favorite thing to do is just to watch people.
Is that
really
legal?
I came and visit you at the worst time on earth.
Yeah.
Because I walked in, and as soon as I went in there, I'm like, all right, this is pretty mellow. This is cool. Dude.
It's always dead in the store.
There was a school trip. The entire high school was coming from, like, Harrisburg, and their whole plan was go to, like, the Franklin Mint or something like that. Right. And then they wanted to make a pit stop. They had 1 hour to kill at the King of Prussia Mall. So literally 100 students saw me at Skin, and it was a goddamn one-hour autograph photo signing.
It was
madness.
I actually started getting them to buy shirts and things just for the pure fact that they're in there to see you. But, yeah, everybody appreciated it in the long run. But yeah, it's a great store if you're ever in the area, in the mall, you know, stuff.
What mall?
Well, the mall, the Kings of Prussia. It's in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania.
The king of all malls.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest malls there are.
It's like the fifth biggest in America, I think.
There's a lot of cops on the Segway motorized vehicles.
See, them things are so gay looking.
Man.
You cannot look cool on one of them.
You can't.
At all.
Well, now you have to wear a helmet with one, too, so it's like...
It's even worse.
Yeah.
And they're not even real cops, aren't they? They're like, mall security.
Dude, those things go, like, 3 miles an hour. Like, why do you need a helmet?
It's like, I figured it out the other day. It's like, all right, these guys who sign up to be mall security must do it because they want to ride the Segway scooters. And I think about it, like, who would like riding scooters? And I'm thinking, probably, you know, stoners. But the catch is if a stoner gets a job at the mall as mall security, they get drug tested. So it's like you got to give up your passage to enjoy your high in order to enjoy this vehicle.
What is the point of them, though? Because they go slower than
well,
you can run.
Well, listen, if some people in a world of, you know,
is
they love
just
them.
Because people are so fat now?
You
got to
get,
around.
Well, you got
to
get.
If I was working there, I'd prefer to be walking around. Like, why do you want to, like, stand on one of them things? Like, just, it's like, if you're working and you're walking around, then at least you're, like, burning some medium calories.
People don't think that way. It's kind of all you need a map to navigate through. I mean, so
dude, you need a damn GPS in that place.
And a lot of times people will come into the store and ask me how to get to certain other stores, and I always just tell them the opposite direction. So it's always, you know, I'm constantly thinking.
Well, it's one big circle, so technically you're going the right way.
Right. That's what I always say when they come back. I had a guy come in the other day who said he ran in the store and goes, "Hey, what's the quickest way out of here?" And I said,
"Well, where are you trying to go, dude? There's like 50 exits in that place."
Well, obviously, I think he must have stole from Modell's. So he had
how about the dude who stole all them jackets?
Well, that happens.
And what? Explain the story.
Well, you just, you know, people have all these new tricks on how to steal things, and I don't really pay much attention to how to steal. So when they do these tricks, I don't catch them. Like the other day, I noticed
This dude shows up all shady with all these bags with like $100 jackets and all this stuff, and he's just like looking around.
Drop them off.
Hey, man, I need to go out and smoke a cigarette. Can I leave these behind the counter and go smoke it? He's like, "What? Yeah, I suppose. I mean, well, how long are you going to be?" He's like, "I'll be like 20 minutes. I just need to put these behind here." So, like, an hour goes by, and he's like, "Dude, I don't know what to do." So he called the security to go take the bags and put them in security for the dude. And turns out it was, like, completely stolen goods.
Why did he not leave with them?
I think he was, like, scared that somebody would see him with the bags because they probably reported that.
Right.
Bags
well, they
were
have
missing.
Every store in the mall has a little black box thing that reports like any information to every store. Like, so if someone's credit card's messed up or if they're using a fake card or if somebody stole something, it's like beep 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 and alerts every store in the mall. So you got to be keep an eye out for those types of people. But the other day, someone stole something right in front of me. But it was just that mind fuck of like them doing it right in front of my eyes that I just couldn't believe it happened, and it did. Like, he literally stole a hat. Like right in front of me and put it in his pocket, but I just didn't even know what to say to him. I was like, "Did he do it or did I see it?" So,
are you allowed to tackle him and like punch him?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you want to, but this guy had some size on me, and you know, I didn't want to risk the liability of the storefront. You know, we have a lot of, you know, those mannequins are pretty expensive, so I didn't want to do anything of any diving out.
Travis calls out. Yeah, so how's it going? Anybody buy anything today? No, somebody just stole a hat. That's about it. So you're pretty much $20 in the hole right now.
It's tough. It's a tough life out there in the retail world. So, you know, anyone out there doing that kind of work, you know, I applaud you. Good for
well,
you.
It is time to go. Yeah. And I would like to play one more song. So let's totally get to it. And you know what? I kind of enjoyed that Lacrimus song, so why don't you just go to the next one? It's called Amber Girl, track 5.
You're playing another Lacrimus.
Yes!
Did you know you have these other songs on?
I know, but I'm into that right now.
All right, you are. You want to hear what by Lacrimus Profunde?
It's called Amber Girl.
All right. Radio Band.
Full blast.
You got it.
Over and out.
Faction.
Take care, everybody. Have a great day, week.
Oh, you're
nice.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
In the holidays.
Stay warm, I guess, you know, whatever.
Bye.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Back.